Leave and pass. So that you lose, he explained that you lose your das when you have kas, and you shouldn't get angry at all. I think we actually completed kas or whatever that means, but let's just talk for one moment about the nikius of kas. Again, the way we're understanding this is that until now in the Sefer of Maaseh Sharm, he is discussing how to control your actions, how to schedule your day, how to control your actions, how to make sure everything is, excuse me, everything is aligned with your values. So Nikios, excuse me, he changes paths, and in Nikios, he starts discussing something else completely, which is how to perfect yourself in a way that you fit, you shtim with your values. So in Kass, if a person can have great self-control, so he could be the Zahiris and Zerizis, but he's still not Naki from Kass because he wants to get angry. He just doesn't. How do you control yourself that you shouldn't want to get angry? How do you control yourself? You shouldn't want to get angry.
I find if I can control the volume of my voice, I can keep.
Well, he mentions that here somewhere. Oh no, but let's read the end of Kass, where he says, Hillel was on a higher level. Shekvar he didn't care at all. But I feel his oirus. Shelkas, he didn't even have a feeling to get angry. Zeuvada, that's called Nikias. What's that level? Where would a person get that level from? You have to really, really, really not care about what's going on. Why? I guess if your attitude is, I have exactly what Hashem's giving me, I have what I have, this guy's doing whatever he's doing, I'm not really, not going to change my life, it won't make a difference. I was just thinking of a marshal. Let's say you're in your house and you have a bunch of glasses, wine glasses, and your kid is playing ball, and then you told them not to play ball in the dining room, and they throw a ball, and it hits the glass, and they fall to the floor and crack.
Sorry,
Right?
what crack?
The glasses all fell to the floor and cracked. What?
Wine glasses, right?
Yeah, you probably get a little annoyed. Most people would. But let's say you're a guest in someone else's house, and the kid's playing ball, and it happens. Oh, no problem. So I feel bad for them, but like, I'm not upset at the kid. Right? What's the difference?
You're not losing anything.
What's the difference that when the kid does it, and when I'm a guest at his house and he does it, I don't care, and when he's in my house, I do care.
Yeah, see, it's not, it doesn't affect you.
Right. So if you believe that this doesn't affect me either, then you act the same way. If you could somehow, this is not my glasses. Hashem gave it to me. It took it away from me. What's the difference? If you could somehow get to that point where it really didn't make a difference in my life, so you wouldn't get angry. It's not that there's a whole different level he's discussing here. That you're not even having a tiger to get angry. You're not, it's not self-control. He's dealing with a mida a lot deeper than self-control. Self-control is Zeresus and Zeherus. Does it make sense right now for me to get angry at this thing? Decide. I really want to get angry. I'm not sure I showed. What should I do? That's if a person has Zeresus. They're able to control their actions based on, or even Zeres. Now he's talking, the nekius of the Mida is that somehow it's not in there. So I don't have to, it's not self-control. So I think my marshal is a good marshal. I'm just thinking about it now. If you imagine that you're always like a guest in this world, essentially. So the same way, if I'm a guest at someone's house and the guy knocks off the glasses, I don't really care. So right here also. Right? Okay. So now, Vina, Hine. A few of our mitzvahs, you shouldn't get angry even for mitzvahs. A few are Ravim Talmidoi, Vahavim Benoi, Vishaloi Yastrim, Eliyasrim Yastrim Achmi Blikas. You give Moshe with no kas. Kiyim, Lahadrach Oysam, Baderach Hayishara. Vakas Shiyar Elohim, Yakas Aponim, Veloi Kas Alev. It should be external kas, not internal. V'amar Shlomo, Al Teval Beruchach Alechos. Don't. Teval, don't get inside angry. Ki kas b'chik k'silun yanuach. Ki le'evel yarog kas. V'amar Zal. There's three ways you could tell who a person is. Bekosei, the way he asks when he's drunk. Bekisei, the way he asks with money. And Bekasei, and the way he acts when he's angry. That is a good determination of who the person is. Based on this, so how should we start working on kas? Because nikias and kas sounds like a very high level. You have to work on your level. You have to work what your nisaya is. I think your eitzah controlling your voice is brought down in the Ramban.
It was told to me many years ago, and I just found it to be really a great tool.
Right. It definitely lowers the temperature in the room. Sure.
It seems that kas is only interpersonal. You don't usually get angry if there's not another person involved. Right? It's a hard situation if you don't
Okay,
lose
blow
the
up becomes
temper.
tough.
Right.
Please
Look
won't
how
be like this
angry when
one.
they crash their cars and trees and stuff.
You bump into something,
These
start kicking the tree and jumping around. No.
I don't see that too often, but I see people get angry at each other.
Right. It's more off. It's more tongue, for sure. So you also have to know, he says over here, very importantly, is that if a person's working on a midah, and lamai said they have a, they're working on the midah, and it doesn't, and they are nichshal, they have a blow-up. So a lot of times they're like, okay, they lose a lot of momentum on that. So you have to know that there's ups and downs, and you have to keep working. And even if there's a blow up, don't let that get in your way. And like with everything else, it goes in stages. Another thing that's very important is to not have kas on Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So there's Loi sevaru esh b'chol moshveseichem b'chol yom haShabbos. The Zohar says it means the esh of kas. Do not bring in kas in your house on Shabbos. It's very bad. More bad things. But the I saw the Shulchan Aruch says, and what the Siyo brings it down. He says it says loi sevaru esh b'chol moshveseichem haShabbos. The loi is gematria 31. Don't have kas for 31 hours of Shabbos. So why is Shabbos 31 hours? Since it's because it's the 25 hours of Shabbos plus the 6 hours of Erev Shabbos. Since those 6 hours of Erev Shabbos, there's also a special Indian not to have kas during that time. It's a good word, no? That, yeah, usually when I say that over, I get that same reaction. Almost as much as when I said over from Pincus, Pincus said. So I'm saying over in the Shabbos things that we're talking about there. Shabbos is not recuperating from the week. Shabbos is preparing for the next week. Shabbos becomes the ikar. He said, how do you know if Shabbos is the ikar or not? So he said that there was tzaddikim that would go to sleep before Shabbos, would rest before Shabbos. So he said, if Shabbos is the rest from the week, you don't have to rest from your vacation. You work during the week. But if Shabbos is the ikar, so you have to rest, so you prepare for Shabbos. So I said this over, and people were like, yeah, good luck. Huh? Yeah.
Shabbos, what is that? Right, is that called one of the an
Yeah,
oinig for
I understand,
Shabbos?
but it's an avodah, so Shabbos and avodah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the special ending. Okay. The next meat that we're going to introduce is kinah, is jealousy. Hakina gamhi, eina elach hisaran yediyah v'sichlus. Kinah is useless, makes no sense. Why? Ki eina mekana marviach kol ma'atzmeh. Because through your jealousy, you're not gaining anything. The gam lo mafsu l'mishu miskanabu. You're not gaining, and he's not losing. So what's the point? Ve'eina ela mafsu la'atzmeh uchmar ha'kazuz z'chad yupoise ha'tomis. Kinah, the only person that's losing from the jealousy is you. You're making your problems worse. You're making what he has over you better. So jealousy really is very counterproductive. Someone got something that you didn't get. Being jealous is not going to help you get it, nor is it going to help him lose it. Rather, it's helping you highlight the fact that he has it and you don't. So there's not much point. Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, right.
Thank you.
Scott. Yeah, we're getting yeah, we're closing out this Scott. Oh.
By the way.